Imagine devoting your youth to a competitive sport, coming to the realization that you are the wrong gender, and then having to choose whether to give up that sport. That's the choice Skylar Baylor thought he faced. But Baylor went on to be the first ever openly transgender NCAA swimmer and the first trans male athlete documented to compete in Division I for any sport. Baylor is the keynote speaker at this year's LGBTQA cultural dinner at Illinois State University Friday. He tells WGLT's Mary Cullen he doesn't consider himself to be a role model.
I think that's for other people to decide. But what I do say about myself is that I'm somebody that can prove that this is possible. And that was what my primary goal was to do when I came out. I decided to be public about it because I wanted to show younger people, specifically younger trans athletes like myself, like I was like when I was a kid, that you could totally be yourself and also do what you love. So in that sense, I guess that does define, I guess people define that as a role model, but I don't know. I feel sometimes weird about calling myself that.
Let's take it back to when you were in high school. So you were recruited to swim on Harvard's women's team after high school. And by the time you were a senior, your name had already gotten national recognition, right? So you were one of the top 20 15-year-old breaststroke swimmers. And you were also on a relay team that set the national age group record. So then in a gap year before you started at Harvard, you transitioned. Can you talk about the pressures that you may have felt knowing that you were on the track as one of the country's top young women in swimming?
Yeah, I definitely felt like transitioning was potentially giving up all the success that I had worked my whole life to achieve. I've been swimming since I was less than 1 year old. I've been competing since I was six. And like you said, I sort of became somebody on the national scene around high school. And that I really worked my whole life to do. And so one of the biggest struggles for me during my transition was figuring out if I wanted to give up, you know, being a female athlete. I initially was not going to transition because of that, because I valued my own success and my own hard work in the sport. But I ended up deciding that I needed to prioritize my own happiness, my own authenticity, and that continuing to compete as a woman felt inauthentic to me because it's not who I am. And then I needed to really take that risk. And part of that risk was risking being terrible on the men's side, you know. And that definitely felt confusing and sometimes bad, you know, disappointing to me, having worked so hard to be a competitive athlete. But I decided to take that risk, and it was well worth it.
When it comes to giving advice to maybe some young listeners who are still trying to find themselves, or even older listeners who are still trying to find themselves, how did you know that you were ready to take that step and transition?
I don't think that's one of the things that you know 100%. Like, I don't think I sat there, you know, decided to transition, decided to go to college, deciding to be on the men's team all at once, being like, yeah, I can totally take the pressure of also being, you know, a quote-unquote role model for others. But I think that it didn't matter to me what the pressures was, which I don't mean to say in a sort of careless way, but rather that the impact that I potentially saw in what I was in being public about myself was like, it so far outweighed the potential stress that it was going to give me. And I remember having a very specific conversation with my coach, the men's coach, when he offered me the spot on the men's team, and we started talking about what that would look like. He said, you know, Skylar, we don't have to tell everybody, you know, you don't have to be this poster child. We can be as quiet as you want about it, or you know, as quiet as possible about it. And I looked at him and I said, absolutely not. If I decide to do this, I want to be open about it. Not that I'm going to go screaming, you know, from all the rooftops this is who I am, although I ended up doing that from, you know, stages and other outlets. But it was more that I was going to be open about it. I wasn't going to hide it at all. And I said the reason I need to do that is because when I was a kid, I saw nobody like me. I didn't see any queer athletes, much less trans athletes, much less trans athletes of mixed race and of color. And I need kids to see that, because kids need to see that, especially kids like me. And so I will be open about this. And that's 100% the reason that I do any of this, why I do the speaking, the reason I'm doing this speaking tour now, the reason I'm talking to you, is to prove that to younger kids. And so that impact to me, I get almost daily messages, emails, DMs from people saying that I've saved my story, or awareness of my story has saved their life because they see possibility now. And that means the absolute world to me. So I don't think, to answer your question more directly, sorry, this is a bit long, but I don't think I sat there thinking, like, of all the stressors that was going to come, because I was naive to those stressors, but I thought to myself that the impact I could potentially have was worth anything, really.
That is WGLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Skylar Baylor, the keynote speaker at ISU's LGBTQA Cultural Dinner, 5 p.m. Friday at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center in Normal.